I bless you, he said. Ever since I was a boy, I've been looking for a chance to make a Thanksgiving dinner out of bread and milk. And now I've got it. Why, I wouldn't have missed this for anything.
And there came a knock at the door. Even Eve looked a trifle blank at this, if it should be company.
Come in,
he called. The door was pushed aside, and a big steaming platter entered. It was upheld by a small boy who stammered,
Mother said she wanted you to try them of her nice turkey.
Well, well, said Eve. Aunt Tildy has cooked a turkey for us today, and she's a good cook.
Eve did not appear to see the signs the inventor was making to him. But I've heard that your mother does things well, too. We're greatly obliged. And Eve put the platter on the table.
She said you can send the platter home tomorrow,
stammered the boy. And stammering himself out, he ran into another. The other held high a big dish of plum pudding. Again, the inventor made signs to Eve.
Our folks wanted you to try this plum pudding, said the newcomer. They made an extra one, and the cousins we expected didn't come, so we can spare it just as well as not.
It seemed as if Eve hesitated a moment. Then he took the boy by the hand, and there was an odd shake in his voice as he said,
I'm greatly obliged to you. We all are. Something happened to our plum pudding, and we didn't have any. Tell your ma we send our thanks.
There was a sound of voices in the hallway, and two young girls entered, each carrying a basket.
Oh, Mr. Todd,
they both said at once.
We couldn't wait to knock. We want you to try some of our Thanksgiving. It was Mother's birthday, and we cooked extra for that. And we've got so much, we can't get all ours on the table. She'll feel hurt if you don't.
Somehow, Eve couldn't say a word, but there was nothing the matter with the inventor. His speech of delighted acceptance was such a good one that before he was half done, the girls had loaded the table with good things, and with smiles and nods and goodbyes, slipped out as raptly and as gaily as they had come in. It was like a gust of wind from a summer garden. The table, a moment ago bare, fairly sagged and steamed with offerings of thanksgiving. Somehow, the steam got into Eve's eyes and made them wet, till all he could do was to say, There goes my last chance at a bread and milk Thanksgiving. But now Aunt Tildy arose, her faded face all alight.